Jaina had already turned to the panel in Zek's hands, a plastoid breastplate that had been taken from a captured stormtrooper. She saw the plastoid as she had seen the homogeny, but now there was no true grain, just layer after layer of polymers crossing in every conceivable direction, with one spot where the layers were particularly thin. She let her hand slide out again. The breastplate fragmented into a dozen pieces and clattered to the grass at Zek's feet. Next, Jaina turned to Tessar and let her hand slide out to touch the small square of hephredium hull plate he was holding. The square parted into triangles and fluttered out of the Barabel's hands. Finally, she turned to Lobaka, who was holding a disc of raw Beskar. Luke had arranged to buy the disc from one of the arms dealers that the Mandalorians were now quite freely supplying with the stuff. She almost hesitated, but forced herself not to think, to just see and do. And before she knew it, her hand was shooting out toward the heart of a spiral of carefully worked metal crystals. And the disc crumbled, just as Roger's breastplate had when Kydus had tapped it with the pommel of his lightsaber. Behind her, Jaina's father let out a loud, embarrassing whoop.
"Who needs a lightsaber? I haven't seen anything that impressive since your mother wrapped a chain around Jabba's throat."
"Han, you didn't see that. Freeze blind, remember?"
Jaina turned to find her mother tapping her temple near her eyes, and her father still pumping his fist into the air. But it was the doorway a dozen meters behind them that caught her interest. Emerging from it was a handsome young man with reddish hair and his father's blue eyes, with a pair of well-dressed Hapen women following close behind.
"Ben!"
Jaina spread her arms and rushed across the grass to greet him.
"You're back!"
She wrapped him in a tight embrace and whirled him back and forth.
"Don't you ever do that again,"
she ordered. Ben managed to disengage himself.
"Do what?"
"Move away from your backup. What were you thinking?"
She finally began to notice the women accompanying Ben, and grew so distracted she did not hear Ben's reply. They were definitely identical twins, and definitely Hapen nobility, with the fine clothes and haughty bearing typical of women of that class. But they were more than that, with their long straight noses, thin arcing eyebrows, and silky red hair. They were obviously relatives of Tenel Ka, and fairly close relatives at that.
"Not to get you and Aunt Leia captured too,"
Ben was saying.
"That's the protocol for a situation like the one we were in at Monument Plaza, and that was the right thing to do. I'm a Jedi, Jaina, with a job to do, just like you. If we're going to keep working together, you're going to have to remember that. Okay?"
Jaina lifted her brow.
"Yeah, sure, Ben, sorry."
She looked to the two women accompanying him.
"What have you two been feeding him?"
The two women looked at each other. Then the one on the right said,
"Don't blame us if you can't handle your men. All we did was deliver him to Her Majesty, as ordered."
Ben just shook his head, then turned to his father, who was standing quietly beside Leia.
"Good to see you, Dad,"
he said.
"At least you're not treating me like a kid anymore. Thanks."
"You're welcome, Ben," Luke said. "But there's no need to thank me. All I did was give you a mission, and you performed brilliantly." Ben beamed for a second, then hugged his father.
"I guess I had a good teacher, Dad."
After a moment, Ben freed himself and stepped back, his expression growing serious again.
"But there was a problem with my escape. A big one."
"There always is, kid," Han said. "What's this one?"
Ben hesitated.
"Maybe I'd better let Tenel Ka explain it."
"Tenel Ka is here?"
Zek gasped. Ben looked at Zek as though he had just asked a very foolish question.
"Of course she's here. You didn't think the Dragon Queen came all this way just to deliver me, did you?"
Jaina frowned and looked to her mother.
"What did I miss?"
"Sorry," Luke said. "I didn't want to interrupt your sparring. The Dragon Queen arrived an hour ago with most of the Hapen home fleet." Just then, Tenel Ka emerged from the building, holding the hand of a beautiful little girl with her mother's red hair and a cute button nose. Jaina's heart broke. It was the first time she had ever seen her niece, and Alana's resemblance to Jason at that age was striking.